This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, I'm Kyle Madsen, that's James Hamm, Joe Brazil behind the glass. We're hanging out with you until noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you up to 4 o'clock. James, don't say anything right now. I want to get this 49ers take out real quick before we get back to the NBA. Chris Ochoa in the chatty house asked if I had any takeaways from Niners OTAs. I don't, like, injury stuff is all that really matters to me out of OTAs in the NFL. I don't care who's lining up with starters necessarily. I don't care really who, like, it's something to flag for training camp. If, you know, Nick Martin, the rookie, is running with the ones at the Will linebacker spot, but I'm not going to be like, oh wow, Nick Martin is going to start now. Like, no, it's OTAs. They're figuring out where guys are at. And then the 40 days away between OTAs and training camp is where, you know, they'll really make some hay in the off season. And then they'll try and hit the ground running in camp. My biggest cautionary tale came when I was covering the Tennessee Titans for Titans Wire. Shout out TitansWire.com. And they had this rookie from Cal. I think it was a 7th-round pick. And I think his name was Kalfani Muhammad. And he is just a little scat back type. And he lit it up at OTAs. Like, was just everybody was talking about him. He's amazing. Oh my God, he might start. This is the DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry era of the Titans. And before Derrick Henry got unleashed. And it was like, wow, they're going to have this awesome smaller running back to kind of go with their bigger bruising backs. And then the pads came on and the guy disappeared. The guy just could not figure it out once he was getting hit. And I think that's such an important aspect of football, is can you play once you're going to get hit? It's the reason we go, hey, could Usain Bolt play in the NFL? Like, probably not. You're going to get leveled at some point, or you're going to get hit when you're trying to get off the line or whatever it is. And how do you respond to that? And so I don't have a ton of stuff from OTAs to give you because I largely take it with a significant grain of salt. Like I said, the big deal for me is that Ricky Pearsall's hurt already, dealing with a hamstring injury. Dealt with a hamstring injury in training camp last year that cost him a bunch of weeks. That's the biggest thing for me. Christian McCaffrey got through it healthy, as far as we know. Great sign. Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, Trent Williams showed up and participated a little bit in OTAs, which is a good sign. Fred Warner healthy. That's kind of where it's at for me. So that's your 49ers update. Also, it sounds like the Raiders are having just a blast playing football.
Oh,
and Pete Carroll has immediately changed the culture there. I have no idea if the Raiders are going to be any good, but it feels like they're trending the right direction in a way that doesn't feel like, hey, it doesn't feel like a pipe dream.
Yeah.
So shout out to Pete Carroll and John Spytek. Jackson Powers Johnson, the center they drafted last year, said this is the most fun he's ever had playing football.
Well, that's cool.
And that's just like, man, that's that kind of thing in OTAs. That's a good start. That's good. You're establishing, you know, a rapport with the coaching staff. You're learning the playbook. You're getting in meetings. The fact that he's having a good time doing it, that's a great sign. So we'll have tons of Raiders and 49ers stuff for you once training camp begins. We got mandatory mini camps coming up. And then at the end of July, training camps will get fired up. And that's when we'll really start getting into the nitty gritty of where those teams are at heading into this season. All right. The NBA. What do you want to do here? Do you want to do some Kings? You want to talk more finals? I don't think I really have anything else on the game last night, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it was a spectacular game, and now we move on to the next.
I think the thing I liked so much about it is what we were talking about earlier. There's nothing that happened where I went, oh, well, that's just not sustainable. That was a crazy comeback. Like, no, it was a nice comeback. It was a good comeback. 9 points with 2:52 left, but that's not unheard of. Like, that's not... Now, I know there was a stat that teams down by 7 with X amount of time to go were 0-121 or whatever it was. But it wasn't an... It was not... Aaron Nesmith went 5-for-5 in a 3-minute stretch from 3 and hit some crazy shots. It wasn't, oh, the Thunder just missed. Man, the Thunder missed a lot of makeable shots, and they're going to make those, and it'll be a wrap next time. Like, no, the Pacers played really good defense,
mm-hmm.
forced the Thunder into some really tough shots, and then on the other end, distributed the basketball, found good shots, took good shots, and made good shots. It was the Pacers just out-executed the Thunder down the stretch, and that's what made it so interesting.
They've done that, though, time and time again throughout the playoffs. This is their identity.
Yeah.
It's like the never say die, you mm-hmm. know, team. It's the team that you have got to play the entire 48 minutes. If you're not going to play all the way to the finish, you're leaving a door open for them to beat you.
Yeah.
And I think the Knicks learned the hard way. The Cavs learned the hard way. Like, this is a very, very good team, and we're watching them ascend at the absolute perfect time. And I think that's a lot of time you need to be playing, you know, well, the winner of these games can be just the team that's playing the best, that's been building up to something and playing the best at the right moment in the season. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're seeing is a team that is playing the best going up against the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, that's a great series.
Yeah. So. Somebody said the Pacers hit like 5 threes in a row, though, which is not typically sustainable. And I tend to agree. It was 4 threes in a... No, I'm sorry. They made 4 out of 5 threes from 8:47 to 6:16 in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why I think this is sustainable. It was Obi Toppin assisted... I think the assists are fun here. Assisted by Andrew Nembhard. It was an open three. It's an open look. And that's the thing, yep. is they were generating good looks. And if you're making good looks, I don't view that as unsustainable. And I don't view 4 out of 5 from 3 as unsustainable. Then you get Miles Turner, who makes a 3 on an assist from Tyrese Halliburton. And then you get Obi Toppin again on an assist from Aaron Nesmith.
Mm.
And then you get Miles Turner again on an assist from Andrew Nembhard. It's sharing the ball. It's finding the right shot. And that's what, and there were some misses in there too. There were some turnovers in there too, but as they're hitting those threes, they're playing good defenses. They're forcing misses on the other end. I was so freaking impressed with Indiana last night. And I said it yesterday. They've done this all playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they'd be able to do it against Oklahoma City, and lo and behold, they just did it. That's a good-ass team, dude. Like you said, this is the two best teams in the NBA. It's just with Denver a couple years ago in 2023 they won?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When Denver won, they were the best team in the West that year. But I went, you know what? I need to see them do this in the playoffs. Like I need to see it. Yeah. And then they just went and did it. Like they did it. They proved me wrong. That's what Indiana's in the process of doing. And whether they win this series or lose this series in 5 or 6 games, whatever it is, I need to see nothing more from Indiana. Indiana is just a good team, and going into next year, barring a catastrophic injury or barring some insane trade, I will be picking Indiana to be one of the best teams in the East again next year. It's not going to be, oh, it was a fluke. Oh, they didn't. I've seen it. They've done it.
Yeah, this is not
fluky. The Pacers are sick.
This is not. When they get, I mean, at the end of this series, they will have faced, what, a 64-win team, like a 56-win Knicks team. What was the Knicks?
No, the Knicks won 51.
51.
They only won one more game than Indiana.
But then a 68-win team. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, if you can win against those, I don't care who played for the Cavs and who didn't.
And the Knicks were coming in after beating Boston.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is, they've proven it to me that they're a good team. And that's why, like, I looked at this series a little differently. I just think, you know, I did not think it would go, I didn't think it would be a sweep. And, of course, it's not going to be a sweep. But, like, 5-6 games, I'm looking more at 6 for OKC. I'm not counting OKC out because I think that they learned a very, very valuable lesson. At least you hope they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is...
Your OKC in 6 prediction looks great right now.
We'll see. We'll see.
If there was a path to this getting to 6 games, it was Indiana winning one of the first 2.
Yep.
So we'll see after game 2 how it looks. Here's a couple more just fascinating things from this game last night. Fun facts. I'm gonna give you actual fun facts. Unlike Kenny Caraway on D'Lo and Casey yesterday, there was one tie in that game yesterday.
Oh,
and I believe it was 10-10. Yeah, Andrew Nembhard made a 3 with 7:07 to go in the first quarter that tied it at 10. That was the only tie in the game yesterday.
Wow.
Which means there was one lead change, and it was on Tyrese Halliburton's jumper.
With 0.3.
With 0.3 seconds left. They led for 0.3 seconds. That's insane.
Yeah. So we talk about this all the time. Like, you got to play the full 48. Mm-hmm. They literally played 47 minutes, 59 seconds, and 0.7 of a second.
7/10.
7/10. They
Oklahoma City led for 46 minutes and 29 seconds of game time.
Yeah.
That's lost.
That's crazy.
Also, scoring leaders, the Thunder had the leading scorer in every single quarter.
Well, their leading scorer also scored twice as many points as the Pacers' leading scorer.
Insane.
They got 38 out of Shea and Pascal Siakam led with 19 points. Like, it wasn't, look at the stats. They don't even show, like, a team that blew up. Like, mm-mm. Nobody had, like, they an obscene
it,
game.
They turned it over 25 times. That's the most times they turned it over in a game all year. And the Thunder only turned it over 7 times.
Yeah.
That's still just methodical, just churn. Nope, doesn't matter. We're just going to keep doing our thing.
That's where the shot discrepancy comes in. Yeah. What was it, 82 to 96 or mm-hmm. 98 shots to 82.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the turnovers. And the fact that they weren't able to capitalize on the turnovers is very, very rare.
Yeah. Yeah, 11 points off 25 turnovers is just a phenomenal job by Indiana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You heard Doris Burke talk a lot about dead ball turnovers last night, and I think we saw a lot of that. The other thing, and I wade very carefully into these waters, but it relates a little bit to what we talked about with the Kings' offense this year and just how they got easier to defend when it turned into ISO-heavy basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a huge difference that we saw between Oklahoma City and Indiana, where down the stretch, it was Jalen Williams or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to shoot it. They were going to try and get to the paint. They were going to try and draw a foul. That was going to be their offense. And Indiana was cool living with anybody else taking a shot. Again, talking down the stretch of the game when, 7 minutes left and it's a 15-point game or whatever it was.
Yep.
Indiana, on the other hand, you had, I talked about this earlier, in the fourth quarter, Tyrese Halliburton, 4 field goal attempts, Pascal Siakam, 2, Nembhard, 5, Nesmith, 3, Turner, 4, Toppin, 2, Mathurin, 3. It is a system that they stick to. It's a little chaotic. It's a little scrambly. It's very fast-paced, but they stick to it. they don't get into tight spots in games and go, okay, give it to Ty and everybody clear out. Ty, you go score. They'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's times they'll do that. If they think that Tyrese Halliburton likes a matchup one-on-one, everybody's cleared out, okay, I'm going to go one-on-one with Giannis and I'm going to score here. There's times they'll do that. But for large swaths of the game, it is sticking to their offense, their scheme. Everybody trusts everyone to make the right pass, to take the right shot. And I watch this and I hope Scott Perry's watching. I hope Doug Christie's watching. Hope the Kings in general are watching and going, wow, look at how well this works. Look at how well it works when you keep everybody involved. And again, the Kings aren't the only team that goes ISO down the stretch and all that. I get it. But yeah, it's what you and I talked about a lot this year.
Yeah, I think, and we also, you know, we always had Doug break down the shot clock into the 8 second. Yeah, mm-hmm. So the first 8 seconds, you're getting the ball across the timeline. You're getting maybe an early option, maybe an early transition bucket. That next 8 seconds, you're in your offense. You're trying to flow. Mm-hmm. You're trying to move. You're on all that stuff. The last 8 seconds, you're really super hyper-focused on getting it to somebody who can get in, you know, mm-hmm. they can do the ISO play. Mm-hmm. They can score for you. And I think too often we saw the ISO play start at 18 seconds.
Yeah.
And not end until like 2 seconds on the clock. And it was just like painful, ugly, mm-hmm. not conducive basketball. And I'll say this, that part of the problem that I think OKC had is that they didn't move the ball. That mm-hmm. they got sticky. Mm-hmm. And they started to play this style of basketball. Yep. And that is Shea and it is Jalen Williams, but they're also way better when they're moving when other people are hitting big shots.
Yep.
You know, again, you mentioned Lu Dort, like wide open in the corner. That is just like, that's modern day basketball. You've got to be able to move the ball and hit those shots.
Yep.
I also think that, you know, when you build a system like Indiana, where everybody feels like they're part of it. Everybody, you know, how many big shots at the end of the shot clock did Indiana have last night with guys hitting three-pointers from the mm-hmm. corners that had no business hitting those shots?
Yep.
And that's because that's who they are.
Everybody's involved all game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, hey, Obi Toppin, you haven't shot a shot since the first quarter. Take the biggest shot of the game, please.
Yeah.
Andrew Nembhard, you're never going to take a shot. Oh, hey, we need you right now. We need you in this spot. You do it. Like it stays that way the whole game, and they don't really get into these situations where they need to go ISO because they're constantly moving the ball. They're getting the ball across the timeline so quickly. They're getting into their offense. Everybody just knows what to do, knows where to be. I don't know what. One assist for Oklahoma City in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Compared to six. For Indiana.
It's just not sustainable, man.
It's not.
No. Nope.
It's really not. They also got out rebounded 15-6 in the fourth quarter. Oklahoma City did.
Because they missed a bunch of shots. Yeah.
And Indiana wanted it more. Indiana just looked like it wanted it more down the stretch last night.
I just think that OKC looked around like we beat every team like this and
yeah.
And we just expect to win because this is how we play mm-hmm. and we're, you know, the defensive like chaos that they bring, you know, you're assuming you're going to win every game because mm-hmm. that's how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got punched in the face.
I am so interested to see in game two if that was a wake up call or a oh no moment.
Yeah.
Like, is that a crack in the foundation or are we going to see Oklahoma City back in force for game two? Can't wait. That game is Sunday. We'll be locked into it. Hope you will be as well right here on ESPN 1320. Let's get to some Kings. There's a few things we've held off throughout the week that I want to make sure we're getting to here on the Insiders in the second hour. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. John Brazil behind the glass. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube, ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, that's us with Jeff Brazil behind the glass. Hanging out with you till noon, then we'll hand it off D'Lo and Casey. Jesse Tapia going to be in here for the handoff in about 20 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I believe Damian solo today.
Oh?
Like it's D'Lo only. Is that right? Can I get a thumbs up on that? All right, yeah. D'Lo only today. No Kenny.
You know, Kyle, I think, you know,
Kenny despondent about his Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, he just can't handle it. Yeah, I would say this too. We have, like this week specifically, been extremely hard on the Sacramento A's. They absolutely, like yesterday felt like a game where they're like, okay, we're done with losing. We're done with losing. They lost 9 in a row. They lost 20 out of 21. They lambasted the Minnesota Twins 14-3. Like,
we weren't hard on them. They were losing a lot. They lost 20 out of 21 games. They looked disinterested in playing baseball.
I totally agree.
I don't think that's being hard on them.
Okay, so our guy Jacob Wilson goes 3-for-5. He's now batting .363.
In June.
Not only that, but he's got 8 homers, which I did not expect him to be a big homer guy. He's got 34 RBI. Our guy, Tyler Soderstrom, they moved him back to first base. And again, he's just raking. He had 2 home runs. He had 6 RBI. So he's up to 14 homers on the year. So I think, like, I'm still here for it. I still want to see them play. I still want to see them win. I just don't want to hear the excuses and the complaints and the, you know, articles being written because the warning track is too big.
That's it. That's my problem.
Just go play baseball.
This is not, you can, the, anything having to do with Sacramento to me has to do with stuff off the field. If you're salty about that, fine. you can't blame Sutter Health Park for the team being ass.
No.
What'd you say? The warning track's too big now?
Yeah.
So the mound is wrong. The warning track's too big. We've never heard this before, by the way. The warning track is too big. The mound is wrong. The clubhouse is in the wrong place.
Well, that
is a thing I've heard now.
That is definitely an issue. I mean, it's in the outfield because they built a new clubhouse.
Right. Do we think that's the entire reason that Luis Severino has a 6.99 ERA at home and an 0.87 ERA on the road is because he gets to go into the clubhouse between innings?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't
think so.
I think it's players psyching themselves out.
I totally
agree.
In
certain situations. Like, yeah. They've again, it's different. It's a AAA ballpark. It's not a major league ballpark. Everybody knows that. But you knew that going into the year.
Yeah.
We talked to guys before the season and gave them so many opportunities off the record and on the record on this show. Like, wow, it looks beautiful. Love the changes they made. Da-da-da. And now all of a sudden the warning track's too big or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just play better baseball.
I think.
And they did yesterday. Like you said, they did yesterday. They were outstanding yesterday. Pitching, hitting, it all came together.
Yeah.
Really good win.
Also, you weren't here last week when you weren't here. Jesse was sitting here. And so Jesse had gone to games on, I think he went to Friday and Sunday at Sutter Health Park. One of those games, Jesse went to the game by himself.
Mm.
Okay, so did you see the Mark Kotze get tossed in the game and had to do like the walk of shame? Because, again, he had to walk all the way out to the clubhouse.
No.
So he gets tossed for arguing balls and strikes. Mm-hmm. Actually, even quicker than that, he yelled from the dugout. For whatever reason, you can hear everything he says when he's going off on an umpire, which he's doing almost all game long.
It's incredible.
He gets tossed. He comes out. He argues at home plate. And then he has to take like the 100-yard walk all the way out to the left field corner. As he's walking, the television pans by, and there's our Jesse Tapia.
Hey, hell yeah.
He's in screen.
Incredible.
He even like screenshot it. There he is.
Just vibing out.
Yes, vibing out, hanging out.
Was it Modelo time?
Probably wearing a hoodie. 95 degree weather.
I bet it was Modelo time. He won't give a thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm going to say it was Modelo time.
That's right.
Yeah, man. I think they just need to just lean all the way into that. If you're the A's,
mm-hmm.
lean all the way into the minor league ballpark experience. Manager gets tossed. He's going to do the walk. That is a thing. But I called minor league games for the Stockton Ports. That's a thing.
You know what I would do?
Guy gets tossed. Call for the golf cart.
Wait for the golf cart to come pick you up. Have a golf cart drive you all the way out. Make it a big scene. Have the golf cart playing music.
I'm gonna do you one better. Designated manager seat in the stands, where if the manager gets tossed, just exit the field and just go sit in the stands right there. No, I'm talking just do the full minor league thing. Crazy giveaways.
Yeah.
Because look, this is where it's at. Like there was some hope that, oh, it's just going to be normal. The ballpark is just going to the seating is just going to look different. It's not normal. It's not regular.
No.
So instead of trying to fight back, instead of everything we see about the ballpark being the mound is wrong, the clubhouse location is affecting the pitchers. What else have we got? The warning track is too big. All these different things, lean all the way in. Do the crazy giveaways. Do a beer batter, where if that batter strikes out, beers are $1 for the rest of the
next 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, next 10 minutes, whatever the thing is. Just go full minor league and stop trying to sneak away from the reality of your situation. Because if you did that, if you just leaned all the way in,
yep.
Stuff like the warning track being too big, like no, we're minor league in this thing. That's not a thing. I think it would, maybe not now, maybe they're in too deep. But I think if they had done that from the jump, it eliminates so many of these little like talking points or issues. If they had just from the opening pitch, from day one.
Yeah.
Been like, hey, here's a wacky day one giveaway. Because we're minor league in this thing.
That's right.
But
I don't know. I threw a strike off that mound. I don't know about.
You did. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of that.
I don't know.
Hey, so when we, all right, while we're here, when you and I, DaBaby Daddy asked if I think A's ownership really cares. No, they don't. For all I know, they're hanging out in Vegas right now. So, we are scheduled to throw out another first pitch.
Dual first pitch.
Do you know if we have the choice? Are we going mound and then mound? Or are we doing the thing where we each throw the pitch from in front of the mound
side by
next
side
next to each other?
Maybe we go like,
I think there's better opportunities for content if we do it that way.
If we do each of us taking a turn?
No, if we do side by side.
Oh, okay.
Good pictures?
Yeah.
Side by side? It's less annoying to the fan because if you throw a first pitch,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, cool, the first pitch, now we can get this thing rolling. And then it's like, nope, another one. It's like, ugh. And now it's a second pitch. I don't want all that.
Yeah.
I think we need to do the side by side in front of the mound. I know it's less fun that way.
Okay.
But I think it's a better experience overall.
Okay. I like the idea of throwing a strike or not throwing a strike, but I'm here for it.
I totally agree. But I think it's just better if we're doing it on the same day.
Yep.
To do the side by side thing.
Display
of unity.
I'm wearing better shoes this time because last time I wore slicks and I thought I was going to fall and slip and fall right on my face.
Oh, that's
brutal. I got up. You get up to the mountain, it's all sandy. I'm like, oh no, this is not good.
Yeah, and it's much steeper than you realize.
Yeah, oh no, I was thinking I was going to do the splits and fall off the mound and like look like a complete fool and everyone would be booing me or laughing. Yeah, I thought so.
Stay tuned for when James and I are going to throw out the first pitch at a Rivercats game. We'd love to see everybody there. We don't have a date yet, but as soon as we have a date and that's nailed down, we will let you all know.
That and Kyle, I one last thing on this. If
please.
The heckler guy who not only heckled me, but heckled other people and then heckled every single batter, if he's there, I'm going to go sit behind him and I'm hoping you will join me and we will heckle
the heckler?
Heckle the heckler from start to finish. I will not stop and I will be so loud right behind him.
I love this. Can we bring scorecards and score his heckles?
Yeah, we can go all out.
And when it's bad, we can hold up zeros and also let him have it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is great. If anybody listening would like to join us in this quest,
yep.
Having a whole group there
mm-hmm.
to tell this guy who tells players they suck to tell him he sucks,
mm-hmm.
that'd be the best.
That's right.
That'd be the greatest. Did you see the weirdo sports bettor guy who, I think it was, is it Gabby Thomas? I think it was. He had bet her unders in the WNBA. Had some parlay where he had her under on points or whatever.
Okay.
And so before the game, while she's signing autographs, he's following her around the arena, just screaming at her, talking so much trash.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like being verbally abusive and being like, well, I have the under, so this is just smart by me because I'm in her head now and she's going to have a bad game. And she
did. Oh, no.
So this guy is now being like kicked off of all these betting sites and he's being kicked out of arenas. Yeah. What a piece, dude.
Yeah.
Sweat out your parlay with the rest of us. Like, what the hell? You think you're better than me? Like, that's, no, brother.
That's wild.
Like, what an unbelievable jerk. Just a bad person. That's a bad person. That's not a person who does a bad thing. That's just a bad person.
I agree.
That guy sucks. All right. Anyways. Let's do we have like six Kings things here. I want to get to this one because it fits a little bit of what we were talking about today with the Oklahoma City team build, with the Indiana Pacers team build. Is it easier for the Kings or is it easier for any team? Because I think in the case of the Kings, this is, okay, do you keep Sabonis and LaVine and then everything else is on the table because you're just going to build around those two guys and you're going to try and on the fly build a contender around Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis. Is that easier than scrapping the, hey, let's have high-end talent thing
mm-hmm.
and going, we're going to build out a roster of our guys, of these dogs, these competitors, they fly around on defense. Maybe not offensively, they're awesome, but you know what? They're going to be great defensively. They're going to play fast. And then try and find the caliber of star, because I think once you have really good depth, the caliber of star you need comes down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easier to find a star to place in already established depth or vice versa? Did that make sense? I hope that made sense.
Well, here's the problem that I always have. Like, why weren't you trying to build that while you had star power? Like, you should be trying, like, we talk about these types of players, right? Like, Keon Ellis is the type of player that any of these would play for both of these teams in the finals.
Yes.
You know, like, Keegan Murray is a type of player that would play for both of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jake LaRavia, I don't know if he'd be in the top 10 rotation for both of these teams, but he'd be right there.
That style of player, for sure.
That style of player. Mm-hmm. So that's what you should have been doing this whole time. Is, yeah, you have your stars, and you're going to ask your stars to do more, mm-hmm. right? Like, the Kings right now are asking Zach LaVine, like, to do more. You're going to need to play defense. You're going to need yep. to be better, right? Yeah. And they're asking Domas, you're going to have to be better,
mm-hmm.
right? But at the same time, like, it's on management to create the rest of it, to mm-hmm. bring in the players that can, number one, that are good enough to play, in an NBA game. Like, you can't just keep bringing in That's players it. Who aren't good enough, right? And the Kings roster last year, they had a bunch of veterans that just realistically weren't good enough to be regular rotational players on a team that had playoff aspirations.
A lot of dudes underqualified for their roles.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued to see how they handle that. Like, can you go out and really add smart, like, creative pieces? And, you know, as opposed to going out and spending a bunch of money on a guy like DeMar DeRozan, could you have got a Najee Marshall for way cheaper who would have fit your system better, who would have actually made the need for you to go trade for a guy like Cam Johnson way less?
Yeah.
And so I think that is the biggest failure of the Monty West era.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they didn't look for those pieces, those types of players that bring that vibe that Keon Ellis does, but also they didn't look for that player in a 6'8", 6'9" body.
Totally.
Just like, what are you doing?
Even 6'6".
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Well, look at the Thunder. They're a bunch of 6'6" dudes.
Yeah. That's the thing, is Oklahoma City is not, like, Luke Dort's, what, 6'5"?
He's way shorter than that.
He's not a tall guy.
No, no. And Alex Caruso, for whatever reason, looks really tall. Not
because his arms are crazy long, it feels like.
Yeah, and it's also...
And he just moves around like he's fast.
Yeah, but he's not. You'd think, oh, Alex Caruso looks like he's 6'6". No, 6'4"? Like,
Caruso? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is they're not big. They're just... They play big. Like, they hound you defensively. They fly around. So that's the thing is... And this is where I'm putting together a list of guys in the draft, but I saw somebody in the Chatty House say this, and you, James, have brought this up multiple times when we've talked about the Kings offseason. At some point, whether it's this year or next year or the year after, at some point, you're going to need to hit on a draft pick that's not in the top three.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be bad enough outside of lottery luck to be picking in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be trading picks, if frankly, if you're kind of doing this build right. And so at some point, so this year you have a second round pick, go find, and again, I'm putting together a list of players. I've not watched enough to have hard takes yet, but I have a list of guys I'm gonna watch, and we'll start going through those as the draft gets closer here. But there are several guys in various mock drafts that have been perusing to start trying to get some names that are defensive minded, knocked down some threes in college, 6'7", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". There are guys there. Now, are they super high-end? Wow, they're going to be an all-star someday? No, probably not. But get that player in the building. See if you can develop that player. See if you can find that player to fit a role where you're now, instead of, we talked about Case and Wallace and how, you know what, he could probably do more than he does in his role.
Yep.
Or Andrew Nembhard, he could probably do more than he does in his role. Go find the Obi Toppin, who's just like, hey, he just fits this role.
Yeah.
You're not going to be, you don't want him doing a ton more than that, but he is perfect for, we need him to play good defense, and I know Toppin slipped a little bit defensively, but we need him to play good defense, knock down a corner three, and grab some rebounds. Like, that's, find a player that you're maximizing by putting in their role, and at some point you're going to have to find those guys. First round, second round, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But free agency and trades and trying to do it all through that, you're not going to be able to do that.
Nope. I don't know. Like, I think that there are players out there that they can get. that can help this team now, that can help this team pull out of the tailspin that they've been in.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm being too positive.
So what did I just tee? Said Warriors worked out a guy named Cyan James. It sounds like that. I actually read Dalton Johnson's piece about this on, mm-hmm. on NBC, and Cyan James is the exact type of player I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I haven't watched him enough yet to, like I said, to have a firm take on him, but his name is at the top of my list. Exact same, that type of player. So we'll get into that over the next couple of weeks. That's James Hamm, Jeff Brazil behind the glass. I'm Kyle Madsen. It's Joe Brazil, everybody, behind the glass. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Jesse Tapia is going to join us for the handoff next on the Insiders on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
James Hamm there, Joe Brazil behind the glass. I am Kyle Madsen. Jesse Tapia joining us shortly for the handoff. Sponsored by nobody right now. Sponsored by the random small businesses we've been shouting out today.
There it
is. Random local businesses we've been shouting out today. Old Town Pizza, Nick's mm-hmm. Roasting Co. We'll see if Jesse has any local businesses he wants to shout out. That includes a Modesto. Big Modesto guy, Jesse Tapia. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Yeah, man, we were talking about this at the break, and we'll just kind of rehash it. Anthony Slater yesterday, who's covering the Thunder for The Athletic and The New York Times right now. What's funny? Why are you
laughing?
Okay. So Anthony Slater is covering the Thunder for The New York Times and The Athletic right now. Said yesterday that Oklahoma City, one of their big things is they scout people as much as they do players,
mm-hmm.
which is something every team does to some extent, right? But I think one of the things the Kings have to do, because at some point you're going to have to hit on draft picks. Like, that's a vital thing that at some point along the line, if you're going to become a championship contender, you're going to need to find a couple of rotation players through the draft, maybe in unfavorable spots. So, which is possible, but when they're bringing these guys in, finding the player who's going to say, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get on the floor, instead of, I'm going to do whatever it takes to become the 1A on this team. Like, no. Not with the 42nd pick in the draft or whatever they have. You're the 42nd pick. You're just hoping to make the roster.
Yeah.
And if the player that they wind up selecting is the type of guy who's like, anything to get on the floor, what do you need from me? I shot 34% from three in college. You need me to get better at that? Great. I'm going to do that all offseason. I'll see you at training camp. I would way rather have that guy on my team than the guy who's like, hey, you know what? A little bit of offensive bag. Check out that offensive upside. Doesn't play a ton of defense yet. But, hey, that offensive upside, I don't give a damn about offensive upside anymore.
No.
No, just doesn't matter for me.
You got to start finding the right guys.
Yep.
You know, like...
Jesse Tapia is here, by the way.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, dude? Yeah, I mean, we always talk about the 49ers and their, what do they call it, the gold helmet guys?
Yeah, gold helmet guys.
Yeah, like, you have to find your brand of player.
Purple crown guys.
Yeah, and you need to... Okay. We're not nope. throwing flags
nope.
today.
I don't know. I guess I missed that one. I don't know. Different league for that one. I don't know.
I'm good.
Do I need to look that up on Urban Dictionary?
Nope. Not on a work computer.
Nope. Yeah. Like, look, you need to figure out what your brand of player is, and you need to go find that brand. Like, I know exactly what the brand of player is for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know exactly what the brand of player is for the Indiana Pacers. I do not know what the brand of player is the Kings for the Sacramento Kings.
No clue. I know what they want.
Well, I know that when they're drafting, their brand was like old college players. Yeah. Okay, that's not a brand.
You could buy a beer. You could play for this team.
Yeah. That was like the prerequisite.
Hey, I need you to go buy me a tall can right now. We can't. You're done.
Can you run to the corner store and get me a tall boy?
Yeah, here's a tip.
Or make a nut.
Spend a lot of time at Tipsy Putt. You need to be there.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I just, like, the roster is what it is. Who can you trade? Who can you not? I don't know. But the people you bring into your building, whoever it is, it has to be all about establishing whatever culture you're trying to establish. That matters so much more to me than, will this guy get us to the playoffs? I don't care. Will that guy get you to the playoffs? But first, is he going to play the style of basketball that you want to play?
Yeah.
Bag work and... three-level scorers and scoring upside, I don't... Thumbs down. I don't need any more of that.
Yeah, okay, guys, you can play now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to find guys that play with force, that play with physicality, that understand the defensive... that have the acumen to understand defensive schemes, to rotations, switches, that can play 1-4, that can play... 2-5 or 2-4, you know, guys that can play multiple positions. It just doesn't seem like it's that difficult. Like, again, I talked to Mason Jones during the season.
Sure.
And Mason Jones said, like, there are no good big guys in the G nope. League. That's why guys like Nimi go down there and just like
Nemias Keita
dominate.
Yeah, Nemias Keita. They come up. They go second in MVP balloting and right. first team all G League. It's why Isaac Jones goes down to the G League and just dominates. He's like, but you know how many 6'4", 6'5", 6'6" guys are in the G League? He's like, it's so just many. Like a normal. That's the normal G League type player. And it's like, okay, just go gut the G League. Go get five of them. See if one of them exactly. can play. Two of them can play. Just like bring them in and have them compete and say, okay, look, we don't need you to be Shea. Mm-hmm. We need you to be Aaron Wiggins. Yes. We need you to be Cason Wallace. We need you to be these other guys.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew Nembhard. Like, there are players in the G League that are so close to being NBA players, mm-hmm. but you're always looking at points per game. You're always looking at assist per game, or stop looking at that. Go down there and watch and see who plays defense.
Yes.
Who pushes people around.
Yes.
So that's where I'm at.
I think there's a you can develop a jump shot.
Yeah.
We've seen a ton of guys do that over the years. Because you're not trying to turn somebody. I don't need Isaiah Crawford to become Steph Curry. But can Isaiah Crawford become Isaiah Joe?
Yeah.
Isaiah Joe's a really good shooter. That was a bad example. But can you become Lou Dort? Where you just like rely, like I feel okay kicking it to you in the corner.
What was it like Keon Ellis? Just find a couple more Keon Ellis's. Guys who can knock down the three at a decent rate or whatever and play mm-hmm. defense.
That's the entire roster of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And that's just so a guy like Isaiah Crawford, who's in your building already, A, you need to, if you're going to get on the floor, you need to do X, Y, and Z. That's all you're to work on this offseason. If you work on those things, you get better at those things, you have a really good chance to play for us.
Yeah.
And that has to, I care about that. You can develop a jump shot. You cannot, typically, you cannot get a player who doesn't want to play defense to go play defense.
No.
A player who is lackadaisical on that side because they want to get in their bag on the other end, that's not a player that I want in the building anymore. I just don't, there's no.
Well, yeah, it's like you said, just find guys who fit your culture and all that instead of just kind of grasping for straws like you were the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like, so Isaiah Crawford, they picked up as an undrafted free agent last year. He played 5 years at Louisiana Tech, so he's an older player, which is standard operating up, procedures for the Monty West era.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged 16.3 points and 6.2 rebounds, 2.4 assists, 2.1 steals and 1.7 blocks. He shot 41.4% from three. This is the type of player that you need to find. Guys that they already do what you're asking, what you're wanting. And that's why I'm like, I'm keeping him on my building, but I'm also like, it's probably time to give some opportunity. Did he have a great year with the G League? No, but at the same time, there is a place for a guy like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he goes out and plays on the floor, you see it. You're like, man, he does what, like, all of the dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kings got to a point where they really weren't playing dirty work guys at all. You might have a couple of dirty work guys, but a dirty work guy who sits on the bench doesn't have any value.
Yeah.
That's honestly like, all right, Keegan, you're not going to be a 20 point a night guy. Okay, great. You're just fly around on defense then. Dive every loose ball, grab every rebound. Like, we saw him have nights like that. I did that every night. Just go continue to be that.
Or how about you go get the guy that's doing all the dirty work that Keegan is having to do on the mm-hmm. court and allow Keegan to be the player he's supposed to be because you have somebody else who's actually defending the toughest guy on the team the whole time. That's, you know, we see this whole thing, oh, well, Keegan's got to defend the toughest guy, and that's why his points per game mm-hmm. are down. Okay, how about you go get a better defender so Keegan can defend the second toughest guy?
Sure.
Because then maybe his points go up 6 a game.
Sure.
And he's a better player for your team, mm-hmm. and he's still a great two-way player, but he doesn't have to defend Steph Curry every time you play the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night he doesn't have to defend Kawhi Leonard, and then the next night he doesn't have to defend Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your problem. That is a flawed roster problem,
mm-hmm.
a flawed system, not a Keegan Murray problem.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm at. Like, go find these guys. They're out there.
Yeah.
What's the thing now? At least you got Scott Perry doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not.
It's somebody different for sure. Different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hope so.
Like, well, we can say this. All right, now, we said for the last 5 years, they need a wing. Just never happened. But now it's like, all right, maybe you can get some answers here on this roster.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Like, you'd certainly hope so. And that's, I think, one of the reasons I landed on the kind of quote-unquote tear-down side of the fence on the what should the Kings do this offseason. Because I think that opens a better path for Scott Perry and Doug Christie to go, we're going to get our type of guy in the building. Instead of just, what do we need skill set-wise to get us to the playoffs? Forget culture. Forget any of that. We just want to make the playoffs.
That's exactly what this feels like, too. This doesn't feel like something, at least
from the way they're talking about,
it's like something long-term and sustainable.
Yeah.
Unless you
getting a Trae Young or one of those stars. I just I don't see. I don't like. I'm team rebuild too. I guess I just don't see the vision.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's a needle you can thread where you can maybe do both, which would be the ideal, obviously. But it's also really, really tough. To me, Scott Perry and Doug Christie have a potential for a clean slate here. But if you spend the next 3 years just trying to tweak this thing to build around Domas and Levine and like, yeah, hey, here you got what, 3 more years of Domas, right?
Yeah.
Right, hey, here's this 3-year window. Like, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up to have a really, really tough time. And that's where I like I said, find the right guys, and maybe the right guys help you compete and make the playoffs this year. That'd be awesome. But if it's a second round pick who just kind of does the right stuff and you want him in the building and you're hoping for development, I wouldn't hate that at all.
Well, yeah, stop being so short-sighted about stuff too.
Yeah,
like, even
exactly.
If you're not getting to the playoffs in 1 year, but like there's things you can build off of. Like, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You need 100%. To sustain something finally.
You have any local small businesses to shout out?
Shout out Chin's International in Modesto. They got something different on the menu every day. They got the best pizza in Modesto on Saturdays though. Oh. They always got the show on the TV too.
Oh, hell yeah.
There, yeah, shout out.
Salute.
Nice.
So it's Chin's?
Yeah, Chin's International.
Hell yeah.
Chin's International. Downtown Modesto.
Kind of, it's pizza?
They got different stuff every day.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's a different...
Yeah, like, some days you get smash burgers, at least multiple stuff. But, yeah, smash burgers, fire, pizza's my favorite, but...
It should be our Friday thing.
Just Small Business Friday?
Small Business Friday.
Hell yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So, you had Old Town Pizza in...
In Auburn.
Auburn?
Yeah, great stuff.
At Nick's Roasting Co. here in Roseville. And you've got Chin's International out in Modesto.
Shout out.
Hell yeah.
There it is.
No Kenny Caraway today.
Nope. Just D-Lo and I'll be talking, but we got Kyle Madsen...
Oh yeah,
Will
right.
Z, Eddie Gonzalez, in. I think Leezy's gonna pop in at one point.
Great.
All right.
Excellent. D'Lo and KC, D'Lo only edition. Well, D'Lo and friends, I guess. Edition. Jesse Tapia, of course, producing that show, and then you'll hear him on that program as well. For Joe Brazil, it's Joe Brazil. I'm Kyle Madsen. That's James Hamm. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We'll be back with you Monday at 10 a.m. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy game 2 of the finals on Sunday. You can listen to that right here on ESPN 1320. And then drink water. Be nice to people. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.